Fellow Stoics, do you believe that true inner peace is possible, even amidst the relentless noise of modern life? Picture facing life's storms with the calm of a still lake, undisturbed no matter how fierce the winds. Sounds unattainable? Not quite. In this discussion, we're diving into seven transformative Stoic practices designed to lead you toward that elusive sense of peace. These exercises aren't just abstract philosophies. They are concrete, everyday actions that can guide you to a deeper calm in the chaos. So, if you're seeking a way to navigate life's ups and downs with more serenity, stick around. And as always, if you're new here and on a journey for more Stoic wisdom, be sure to subscribe, tap that notification bell, and join us in this pursuit of insight and tranquility. Now, fellow Stoics, shall we begin? 1. Journaling. Journaling in Stoicism is not just the act of writing, it's a deeply transformative ritual, a conversation with your innermost self. Think of it as a quiet dialogue between your thoughts and the blank page, a process that turns raw, tangled emotions into something clear, meaningful, and insightful. Imagine your mind as a cluttered room filled with scattered ideas, feelings, worries, and desires. Journaling is like opening the windows of that room, letting fresh air sweep through, organizing the chaos into something serene and ordered. Now, picture the magic of putting pen to paper, or fingers to keys, after a whirlwind of a day. Perhaps you're filled with the tension of an argument, the excitement of a new opportunity, or the quiet anxiety of uncertainty. The moment you start writing, you begin untangling that web of emotions. You're not just recounting events. You're stepping back and observing yourself with a Stoic's calm detachment. What felt overwhelming now starts to make sense. The power of journaling lies in its ability to slow you down in a world that demands you move faster every day. Today's constant flood of information leaves little room for reflection. Social media scrolls by, emails ping, and life rushes on. But when you sit down to journal, you reclaim your mind. You create a pause, a sanctuary where you can sift through your experiences with care and clarity. The Stoics knew the value of this practice. Marcus Aurelius, one of the most powerful men in history and a philosopher king, wrote daily reflections to himself. He asked himself tough questions, examined his actions, and reminded himself to stay grounded in virtue and wisdom. His Meditations, a collection of his personal journal entries, has become one of the most profound philosophical texts of all time. In writing to himself, Marcus cultivated a deeper understanding of his mind and soul, and through this daily self-examination, he found inner peace amidst the chaos of ruling an empire. But journaling isn't just about understanding yourself, it's about shaping yourself. It's an active process of becoming. Each entry allows you to reflect on how you handled the day's challenges. Did you stay calm in the face of adversity? Did you act with integrity? What emotions bubbled up, and how did you respond to them? Over time, your journal becomes a map of your personal growth, a record of your journey toward wisdom and virtue. You can look back and see how far you've come, the patterns you've broken, and the lessons you've learned. In a way, journaling is alchemical. It transforms the heavy, confusing weight of emotion into something lighter, more manageable. By expressing your thoughts on the page, you externalize them, making it easier to see them for what they really are. What felt like an insurmountable problem becomes just words on paper, something you can examine, question, and ultimately transcend. Moreover, journaling creates a space where you can reinforce your beliefs and values. As you write, you remind yourself of the principles that guide you. In moments of doubt or stress, you can return to these entries and ground yourself in the philosophy that helps you navigate life's twists and turns. You're not just reacting to life, you're shaping your responses, building a Stoic mindset, one reflection at a time. Imagine closing your day by sitting with your journal in hand, as the world around you grows quiet. You pour your thoughts onto the page, clearing your mind and making space for peace. You don't need to have all the answers, just the willingness to reflect, to question, and to learn. Journaling isn't about perfection, it's about progress, about becoming a better version of yourself each day. The more you write, the more you see yourself clearly, and the closer you come to achieving that inner calm Stoics strive for. In this daily ritual, you find not just clarity, but tranquility. As you commit to this ancient practice, your mind becomes like still water, calm, reflective, and deep. 2. Philosophical meditation. Philosophical meditation is like embarking on an adventurous journey within the vast, uncharted territories of your own mind, a journey that leads you through the deep forests of thought, across the tranquil lakes of introspection, and up the soaring peaks of existential inquiry. It's not just a quiet contemplation but a profound exploration of the fundamental questions that define our experience as human beings. Imagine, for a moment, the hustle and clamor of daily life, the ceaseless notifications, the constant rush, and the relentless demands. Now, contrast that with a serene, hidden garden within your mind where you retreat to ponder the mysteries of existence. This mental space is your personal sanctuary, free from the chaos and distractions of the outside world. Here, you are the gardener, tending to the thoughts that bloom and wither, observing the intricate patterns of your beliefs and emotions. Philosophical meditation is not about emptying the mind but about enriching it with thoughtful inquiry. It's a deliberate pause from the constant noise of life to delve into deeper questions. Why does a fleeting comment from a coworker linger in my mind? What is it about the sight of a setting sun that evokes such profound emotions? Instead of skimming the surface of your thoughts, you dive beneath, seeking the roots of your feelings and the essence of your beliefs. This practice is akin to navigating through an intellectual labyrinth. As you ponder these questions, you encounter various paths, some leading to deeper insights, others to new questions. Each turn you take reveals something new about yourself and your worldview. It's like walking through an ever-changing landscape, where every step uncovers a new vista of understanding. Consider how philosophers like Socrates approached this inner journey. Socrates famously declared, "The unexamined life is not worth living." He wasn't suggesting that life is unworthy, but that the true value of life comes from examining it deeply. Philosophical meditation follows in this tradition, asking you to reflect on the nature of your existence, your purpose, and the fundamental truths about the world and yourself. As you engage in philosophical meditation, you are not just contemplating grandiose ideas but also exploring everyday curiosities. Why do you feel a sense of contentment in solitude? What motivates your actions and decisions? These questions, though seemingly mundane, open up windows into your inner world, helping you understand the driving forces behind your behavior and emotions. Picture your mind as a vast, ancient library, where each book represents a different aspect of your existence. Philosophical meditation is like taking a quiet stroll through this library, pulling down volumes of wisdom, and delving into their pages. Each book you open, whether it's about your values, your fears, or your dreams, offers a new perspective, a new understanding of yourself and your place in the world. This practice is also about learning to cherish the questions themselves. It's not always about finding definitive answers, but about reveling in the process of inquiry. The questions you ask and the thoughts you explore become like gentle guides, leading you through the maze of your own mind and helping you cultivate a richer, more nuanced understanding of your life. Philosophical meditation invites you to slow down and observe the internal symphony of your thoughts and feelings. It's a space where you can appreciate the subtle melodies of your inner world, recognize the discordant notes, and harmonize them into a coherent whole. As you make this practice a part of your daily life, you create a sanctuary of wisdom and reflection, where the noise of the external world fades away, leaving you with a deeper connection to your inner self. In this quiet, contemplative space, you become both the explorer and the mapmaker of your own mind. You chart the unknown territories of your thoughts and emotions, uncovering new insights and understanding along the way. Philosophical meditation, in its essence, is about finding a deeper sense of peace and clarity amidst the complexities of existence, transforming the chaos of everyday life into a harmonious symphony of self-discovery and wisdom. 3. Elevated perspective. Elevated perspective is like soaring high above the tumultuous landscape of your daily life, gaining a bird's eye view of the myriad challenges and triumphs that unfold beneath you. It's a powerful Stoic practice that invites you to step back from the immediate turbulence and see your life and its trials from a grand, detached vantage point. Imagine it as if you were a celestial observer, gliding high above the chaos and gaining a panoramic view of the intricate tapestry of your existence. Think of the times you've stood atop a high hill or looked out from a tall balcony. From that elevated height, the world below transforms. The once overwhelming clutter of cars, buildings, and people becomes a tiny, orderly pattern. Problems that seemed gigantic from ground level appear as mere specks, insignificant in the grand scheme. This shift in perspective helps you realize the relative size of your concerns and challenges, allowing you to approach them with newfound clarity and calm. Elevated perspective operates on the principle that most of our troubles, when viewed from a broader scope, are temporary and manageable. It's akin to zooming out on a digital map to see how one small neighborhood fits into the entire city, and how the city fits into the vast expanse of the country. In this way, your personal issues, conflicts, and ambitions are seen in the larger context of the universe, where they are but fleeting moments in the grander scheme of things. The Stoic philosopher Seneca eloquently captured this practice when he wrote, "We are but waves in the vast ocean of existence. Each wave rises, crests, and then merges back into the ocean. Our challenges, joys, and sorrows are like these waves, temporary, constantly shifting, and part of a much larger, ongoing flow." By embracing this view, you gain the ability to detach from the immediate storm and appreciate the transience of your current situation. Imagine you're facing a particularly challenging day. Perhaps a significant project at work is faltering, a personal relationship is strained, or you're grappling with unmet goals. When you're deeply immersed in these troubles, they can feel all-consuming, a vortex of stress and anxiety. However, when you practice elevated perspective, you mentally step back and envision yourself floating above the fray. From this vantage point, the project is but a single chapter in a long career, the relationship a single thread in the fabric of your social life, and the unmet goals merely checkpoints along a larger journey. This practice invites you to view your issues not as absolute or defining, but as parts of a larger whole. You start to see that the latest challenge is one among many and that, like all things, it will eventually pass. The traffic jam that feels like an eternity, the delayed flight that disrupts your plans, or the unexpected criticism you receive, all become part of a broader narrative where their intensity diminishes when placed in a larger context. Elevated perspective also helps you recognize the interconnectedness of your experiences. From above, you see how various aspects of your life weave together, how a setback in one area might lead to growth in another, how the stress of a challenge can reveal your strengths and resilience. This broader view helps you appreciate the ebb and flow of your experiences, understanding that each part contributes to the overall tapestry of your life. By regularly practicing this perspective, you cultivate a sense of equanimity and balance. The highs are not as exhilarating, and the lows are not as devastating. Instead, you maintain a steady course, guided by the awareness that everything is part of a larger, ever-changing landscape. This allows you to approach each moment with a sense of detachment and grace, knowing that every wave, no matter how turbulent, will eventually recede, and new waves will rise. In essence, elevated perspective transforms your approach to life's challenges. It teaches you to rise above the immediate, to view your experiences as part of a grander, ever-shifting panorama. By embracing this practice, you develop a profound sense of peace and clarity, navigating life with the calm assurance that, in the grand scheme of things, every problem is just another wave in the vast ocean of existence. 4. Daily self-examination. Daily self-examination is like engaging in a profound and personal ritual each evening, a sacred practice that invites you to reflect on the day's journey with the curiosity of a scholar and the compassion of a mentor. Imagine it as a nightly voyage into your inner world, where you review the events of the day not as a critic but as a wise observer seeking to understand and improve. Visualize your day as a rich tapestry woven with various threads of experiences, interactions, and emotions. As the sun sets and you prepare to wind down, you take a step back to examine this tapestry in detail. With each thread you inspect, you question how it contributed to the overall picture of your life and what you might learn from it. This practice is more than mere reflection. It's a transformative exploration that helps you craft a more intentional and meaningful existence. Marcus Aurelius, one of the most revered Stoic philosophers and a Roman emperor, exemplified this practice in his meditations. Each evening, he would reflect on his actions, thoughts, and responses, scrutinizing them with a blend of humility and rigor. His reflections were not about self-reproach, but about understanding how he could align more closely with his values and ideals. This process of self-examination was a way to refine his character and grow in wisdom. The core of daily self-examination is to ask yourself thoughtful, probing questions: what did I learn today? How did I handle the challenges I faced? Did I act in accordance with my principles and values? These questions are not meant to induce guilt but to foster insight. They help you dissect the day's experiences, separating what you did well from what you might improve. Imagine sitting quietly at the end of your day, perhaps with a journal in hand or simply in contemplation. You mentally replay the scenes of your day, the interactions with colleagues, the decisions you made, the emotions you felt. As you review these moments, you start to see patterns and insights emerge. Maybe you notice how a brief moment of impatience affected your interactions, or how a small act of kindness brightened someone's day. This nightly practice becomes a mirror reflecting not just your actions but your intentions and emotions. Daily self-examination also involves assessing your internal landscape. How did you feel throughout the day? What thoughts occupied your mind, and how did they influence your behavior? By observing these internal states, you gain a deeper understanding of yourself. You learn to identify triggers that lead to negative reactions or patterns that foster positive growth. Over time, this self-awareness allows you to make conscious adjustments, leading to more aligned and intentional living. Consider how this practice transforms your sense of self over time. Each day, you gather insights and experiences, building a cumulative understanding of your strengths and areas for growth. This ongoing self-assessment acts like a sculptor chiseling away at a block of marble, gradually revealing a clearer, more refined version of yourself. You become more attuned to your values, your purpose, and your goals, and you develop the tools to navigate life's complexities with greater wisdom. Moreover, daily self-examination fosters resilience. Life is a constant ebb and flow of challenges and triumphs, and by reflecting on your responses to these fluctuations, you build the mental and emotional flexibility to adapt and thrive. You become less reactive to external circumstances and more proactive in shaping your own path. In essence, daily self-examination is an invitation to meet yourself with honesty and compassion. It's a practice that turns the end of each day into a moment of learning and growth. By engaging in this ritual, you transform the mundane passage of time into a continuous journey of self-discovery and improvement. Each reflection, each insight, adds to the mosaic of your character, helping you navigate life with a deeper sense of purpose, clarity, and alignment with your true self. So as you prepare to close your day, embrace this practice with an open heart and a curious mind. Let each evening's reflection be a bridge to greater understanding and a step towards becoming the person you aspire to be. 5. Pause and reflect. Pause and reflect is like discovering a hidden sanctuary in the frenetic whirlwind of daily life, a tranquil oasis where you can momentarily step away from the ceaseless rush and reconnect with your inner self. This practice invites you to master the art of the pause, finding moments of stillness amidst the chaos, and allowing yourself to respond to life's challenges with clarity and intentionality. Imagine life as a high-speed train barreling down the tracks. The world whizzes by in a blur of motion, with notifications pinging, deadlines looming, and interactions flashing past. Amidst this relentless velocity, pause and reflect is your secret lever, a mechanism that allows you to halt the train for just a few precious moments. This pause isn't about stopping your journey, but about gaining a clearer view of the landscape and making more thoughtful decisions. Think of the pause as a brief interlude in a symphony, a moment of silence that enhances the music's depth and impact. Just as the rest in music provides the listener with space to appreciate the melody, the pause in your daily life provides you with the space to appreciate your thoughts and emotions. It's an opportunity to step back, breathe deeply, and reflect on your reactions before you act. Viktor Frankl, in his profound work Man's Search for Meaning, highlights the power of this pause. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space lies our freedom. This space is where you find your true power, where you can choose how to respond rather than simply react. By practicing pause and reflect, you harness this space, using it to align your actions with your values and goals rather than being swept away by immediate impulses. Imagine you're in a heated discussion at work or receiving unexpected criticism. Your instinct might be to react defensively or emotionally. Instead, practicing the pause gives you the chance to take a step back. You close your eyes, take a deep breath, and let the initial wave of emotion pass. This brief moment of stillness allows you to consider your response with greater wisdom and composure. You might realize that a measured, thoughtful reply will be more effective than a hasty reaction. The pause is also a chance to reflect on the nature of your responses. Are you reacting out of fear, frustration, or true understanding? By reflecting on these motivations, you gain insight into your behavior and can make more deliberate choices in the future. It's like being a scientist of your own psyche, analyzing how different stimuli affect your responses and adjusting accordingly. Incorporating pause and reflect into your routine doesn't require elaborate rituals. It can be as simple as taking a few deep breaths before answering an email, stepping outside for a moment of fresh air during a stressful day, or setting aside time each evening to review how you handled the day's events. These small pauses, repeated consistently, create a pattern of intentional living. Consider the impact of this practice over time. Each pause you take enhances your ability to handle stress, improves your decision-making, and strengthens your emotional resilience. You become adept at navigating the complexities of life with a steadier hand, less swayed by the whims of immediate reactions and more grounded in your core values and objectives. In essence, pause and reflect is a profound yet accessible practice that invites you to reclaim control over your responses in a world that often feels uncontrollable. It's about finding moments of peace within the storm, allowing you to act with thoughtfulness rather than impulsivity. By mastering the pause, you cultivate a space for clarity and calm, transforming the relentless pace of life into a more harmonious and mindful journey. 6. Objective representation of events. Objective representation of events is like discovering the art of seeing the world through an unblemished lens. A lens that strips away personal biases and emotional distortions, allowing you to perceive reality with stark clarity. Imagine it as a form of mental alchemy, turning the raw material of life's events into pure, uncolored truth, free from the stains of our subjective interpretations. Picture yourself as a detached observer, standing on the sidelines of a grand theater where the drama of life unfolds. From this vantage point, you watch the performance without getting caught up in the emotions or judgments that typically cloud your perception. The actors on stage, representing your daily encounters, challenges, and interactions, perform their roles, but you see them for what they truly are, sequences of actions and events, devoid of the extra layers of narrative you usually impose. This practice is grounded in the wisdom of the Stoic philosopher Epictetus, who famously said, "It is not things that disturb us, but our interpretation of their significance." In essence, it's not the events themselves that create our distress, but the meanings and stories we attach to them. By focusing on the objective nature of events, you liberate yourself from unnecessary emotional turmoil and gain a clearer perspective on your life. Imagine a situation where a friend doesn't return your call or respond to a message. your initial reaction might be a swirl of anxious thoughts. Did I do something wrong? Are they angry with me? Am I being ignored? This emotional response adds layers of interpretation and judgment to what might be a simple, neutral event. By practicing objective representation of events, you step back from these added layers and see the situation for what it objectively is. A friend hasn't responded to a message. The rest is speculation. This practice requires you to engage in mental discipline. Start by observing an event without immediately attaching emotional significance or personal meaning. What are the bare facts? A traffic jam occurred, a project faced delays, a conversation took an unexpected turn. These facts are like the raw ingredients of a recipe. How you interpret them, whether as a catastrophe or a minor inconvenience, depends on the narrative you build around them. By consistently applying this objective lens, you develop a more resilient and balanced approach to life. You begin to see that many of your emotional responses are based on assumptions and interpretations rather than objective truths. This insight helps you manage stress more effectively and approach challenges with greater composure. Consider a conflict with a colleague at work. If you view the conflict objectively, you might see it as a difference in perspective or a miscommunication rather than a personal attack or a sign of failure. This shift in perception allows you to address the issue with a clearer head and a more constructive attitude. You can focus on resolving the miscommunication or finding a compromise rather than being consumed by negative emotions or personal grievances. The beauty of objective representation of events lies in its power to transform your relationship with reality. By focusing on the facts and stripping away the layers of interpretation, you cultivate a sense of clarity and peace. You learn to respond to life's challenges with a balanced mind, free from the distortions of personal biases and emotional reactions. In essence, this practice is about developing a more nuanced and detached perspective on life's happenings. It's about seeing events as they are, uncolored by personal biases, emotional reactions, or societal pressures. By mastering this art, you gain the ability to navigate life's complexities with greater ease, transforming the way you experience and respond to the world around you. 7. Controllable versus uncontrollable. Controllable versus uncontrollable is akin to navigating a vast ocean, where you master the art of steering your ship through tumultuous waters by distinguishing between the elements you can control and those you cannot. This Stoic principle is about finding balance in the face of life's unpredictability, understanding which aspects of your journey you can influence, and which you must accept with grace and resilience. Imagine you're the captain of a sturdy vessel sailing through an ever-changing sea. The waters might be calm one moment and stormy the next. Your task is to discern which parts of this voyage you can direct with your skill and effort, and which parts are subject to the whims of nature. The wind, the waves, and the currents represent the uncontrollable factors, elements that, no matter how skilled a sailor you are, remain beyond your control. Your responses to these factors, however, are entirely within your realm of influence. In the grand drama of life, we are often entangled in the pursuit of controlling outcomes that are inherently uncontrollable. We worry about the weather affecting our plans, the behavior of others, or unforeseen circumstances disrupting our goals. Yet this focus on the uncontrollable can lead to frustration and a sense of helplessness. Instead, the Stoic wisdom urges us to recognize these limits and shift our focus to what we can truly manage. Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher whose teachings on this subject are profound, famously advised, "It is not things themselves that disturb us, but our interpretations of their significance." This insight is a call to understand that our power lies not in altering the uncontrollable, but in mastering our reactions and choices. For instance, you cannot control whether traffic will delay your commute, but you can control how you respond to the delay, whether with frustration or patience. Consider a scenario where you're faced with a sudden and unexpected challenge, such as a work project falling behind schedule or a personal setback. The project's delay or the setback itself is beyond your immediate control. However, your response, how you adapt, how you manage stress, how you seek solutions, lies firmly within your grasp. By focusing your energy on these controllable aspects, you harness your agency and maintain your composure amidst chaos. This practice involves a clear-eyed assessment of what is within your control. It requires you to identify and prioritize actions that align with your values and goals. For example, if you're dealing with a challenging colleague, you can't control their behavior, but you can control your approach to communication, your level of empathy, and your strategies for finding common ground. Controllable versus uncontrollable also teaches you the art of acceptance. When you recognize that certain factors are beyond your control, you liberate yourself from the frustration of trying to change the unchangeable. Instead, you embrace a mindset of acceptance and adaptability. This acceptance isn't about resignation, but about focusing your efforts where they can be most effective and releasing the burden of unnecessary worry. Imagine the freedom that comes from this perspective. By accepting the uncontrollable, you free yourself from the anxiety of trying to manipulate every variable in your life. You become more resilient and better equipped to handle unexpected changes with grace. Your energy is directed towards proactive, constructive actions rather than futile attempts to alter the course of events beyond your control. In essence, controllable versus uncontrollable is about finding harmony between effort and acceptance. It's about steering your ship with skill while also accepting the turbulence of the sea. This practice allows you to navigate life's unpredictable currents with confidence and serenity. By mastering this discernment, you transform challenges into opportunities for growth and turn the tumultuous ocean of life into a canvas for your most thoughtful and purposeful actions. If these stoic insights have sparked something within you, I invite you to engage further. Subscribe, tap that notification bell, and share with friends. Your support helps fuel our community and the sharing of transformative wisdom. Drop a comment below to share your thoughts, or simply write, "I will find inner peace," to join the conversation. And before you go, connect with us on Telegram for more exclusive Stoic content. Keep the philosophical fires burning and strive for inner peace. Select one of the videos on your screen to dive deeper into Stoic wisdom.